24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. Your Magic Man will be back.
Winter nights we sang in tune, played inside the months.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The clock is ticking as the government runs out of money at midnight, and while Senate leaders agree yesterday on a two-year budget deal that Congress expected to vote on today, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi is not on board, calling on Paul Ryan to
man up and decide that we in the House can also have what Mitch McConnell guaranteed in the Senate, a vote on the floor.
Pelosi saying she won't vote for a two-year deal to fund the government. These comments after taking 8 hours on the House floor yesterday to talk about Dreamers. In Corpus Christi, Texas, one person killed, three others hurt when Marco Moreno walks into a church gathering at a home and stabs several people. A church member is dead, a pastor in critical condition at a hospital. Moreno arrested, now facing charges. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepping down after allegations surface about him physically abusing his wives. And there are reports the White House knew about this for many months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
President Trump starts his day at the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., praising first responders after that shooting in Las Vegas and people caring for children left without parents because of the opioid epidemic.
Families have adopted babies orphaned by the opioid epidemic and given them loving homes.
Meantime, a former president speaking out saying there's pretty clear evidence of Russia meddling in the last U.S. election. That president, George W. Bush, in Abu Dhabi, saying this about Vladimir Putin.
I would have said a couple of years ago, you're not a direct threat to the homeland, except for the elections. And it's problematic that a foreign nation is involved in our election system, because democracy is really only as good as the people trust the results.
No evidence has been found that actual votes were affected by Russia outside inciting social media news and posts. Bush's speech concluding stating our system is only good if people can trust the process. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175 and be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
Another police officer has been killed after responding to a call in the Dallas area. USA Radio's John Clements with more.
26-year-old Brandon McCall has been charged with capital murder after the Richardson, Texas police officer was shot and killed. Police Sergeant Kevin Perlich tells us the officer, who was shot in the neck, died a short time after he was rushed to Medical City, Plano, Texas.
When they got to the apartment complex, they encountered gunfire and one of our officers was struck. He was brought here to Medical City, Plano, where he has since passed away.
A second person identified as 30-year-old Renee Gomez, who was also in the apartment, has also died from gunshot wounds. I'm John Clemens.
Amazon introduces free two-day food delivery service from Whole Foods in four cities: Dallas, Cincinnati, Virginia Beach, and Austin. This continues the growth of the online marketplace to extend its reach to provide grocery delivery services using its Prime member benefits. There's an eye-opening new study on drowsy driving. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details.
Drowsy driving plays a role in nearly eight times more severe accidents than federal estimates have suggested. That's according to a study released by the car and travel group AAA. They examined dashboard video from 700 accidents, and that study found that 9.5% of all crashes involved drowsy drivers. The portion grows to 10.8% in more severe crashes. Federal estimates suggest drowsiness is a factor in only 1 or 2% of those crashes. I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You didn't think that I was going to avoid talking about the State of the Union, did you? No. Come now, kids. Of course we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna do it differently, though, like everything else here on the program. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I get this question often. Hey, Chris, how come you don't do television anymore? How come you don't do TV anymore? Much to my mother's chagrin, I really don't do television anymore. I put the kibosh on that. My mom used to love calling up her friends and being a proud mom. Hey, my Christopher is going to be on TV today, and telling her friends that I was going to be on. And I used to do a lot of TV on all the networks. All the cable news networks, was a regular host and also guest on the Daily Buzz, which was CW's network. Did a lot of TV stuff, and I stopped. I stopped. I saw what they were up to. So I had to do a little Star Wars reference. What was it? Yeah, Empire Strikes Back. Again, I'm not a Star Wars guru. But there's some scenes there. Remember when Darth Vader is telling Luke to come to the dark side to join him on the dark side? The power of the dark side of the Force. Yeah. They wanted me to join them on the dark side. And I refused. It's not who I am. And you can go back. I've archived all of our television appearances. They're all up there on the website. And you've seen some really kind of funny ones there where I am on CNN with Don Lemon or on, well, back when he was on CNN, Ali Velshi, I think he's on MSNBC now, making these doofuses head spin because they're not very bright. They're just not bright. Actually, the two brightest television hosts I ever worked with and was on with, and I was on with lots of them, to be honest with you, the guys from the Daily Buzz. And that was a really lighthearted program. So why? Why did I leave this nonsense? And what does this have to do with the State of the Union? Yeah, I'll get there. Trust me, it's worth it. I've told the story before. Good example, being in the green room, just at Fox, waiting to go on, waiting to participate in a debate on Social Security with none other than Bob Beckel. I don't know if Bob Beckel's on Fox anymore. I don't really watch the cable news networks. Anyway, I'm sitting down with Bob, real nice guy. He didn't know a damn thing about Social Security. Didn't know a damn thing. He was about ready to go head-to-head with me, and he didn't know a damn thing. And he starts asking me about Social Security. You need to understand something, people. He didn't have to know a damn thing about Social Security. All he had to do is just make stuff up and argue with me. That was his job. That's what he's there to do. You see, the news networks have discovered. They've discovered, they figured out that the most profitable business model for them is to divide us into different groups, divide us into different camps, pit us against one another. And I think this was pretty evident after the State of the Union speech. Now, I'm up every day, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So, try that. The State of the Union speech ended at what, around 10:40 Eastern time? I'm normally asleep by then. And obviously, I stayed up to watch the entire thing. Did I stay up and watch the rebuttal? No. Did I stay up and watch the talking heads talk about it? No. Do you think most of America did? No. Now, this is why the cable news networks, they don't like the State of the Union. They don't like it because it doesn't give them the opportunity to tell the American people what to think. Polls after the State of the Union showed that 75% of the people that watched it loved it, thought it was great, thought it was fantastic. If you were to go and you were to watch the various different panels, which I did the next morning, bright and early, the various different panels, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, didn't make any difference. It was gloomy. It was not a speech that unified people. Trump didn't do what he was supposed to do. It was a juxtaposition of what the American people felt, because it is their job. It is their job in the mainstream media to pit us against one another. I live we're about 30 miles outside of New York City. And I want to explain to our listening audience that New York City, well, take a look at, let's just use Manhattan as an example, the island of Manhattan, right? 5 miles wide, 11 miles long. 5 miles wide, 11 miles long. take a look at the size of D.C. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the people that work in these areas and how different they are from the rest of the country? Wasn't long ago they caught Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC basically saying on air, it's our job to tell people what to think. Again, that's our fault, too. I mean, seriously, that is our fault, people. We watch this stuff. I don't. I've explained this here on the program. You really want to improve your life? You want to improve your life, your mental well-being? Shut off cable news. It's godforsaken awful. And I'm here to tell you, yes, they are dumb as a box of rocks. The last time I got called, was right after, the night that Donald Trump got elected. They wanted me to come on and talk about the stock market crashing. And I said, I don't think the stock market's going to crash. I think everything's going to be fine. I think everything's going to be great. And the producer started arguing. I said, no. Look, you see the futures right now? I said, that's not going to matter. That's going to change. We'll get back to you. Click. No. They wanted somebody on air that was going to preach to a narrative. They had their narrative there, and they wanted me to go with it. Actually, this happened on Fox News during Brexit. They had me on after Brexit vote, and stock market's going to crash. And I didn't tell them. I said, yeah, I'll whatever you guys want, I'll be there. I actually lied to the producers. Had me on. They thought I was going to go on there talking about, oh my God, the sky is going to fall, the world is going to end. And I did the exact opposite. I said, no, wait a second. I said, things are going to be just fine. I said, yeah, it's going to get a little volatile right now, but I think everything's going to be great. And explained why. Threw them off completely. Again, that wasn't the narrative that Fox wanted at that point in time. They wanted something else. I didn't give it to them. I'm not going to join the dark side. I'm not going to be a part of that world. Enough's enough. You understand that it's written. They sit in boardrooms and they try to figure out different ways where they're going to try to scare you or push you in a certain direction. They want to tell you what to think. They want you angry and upset and bitter and fighting. And they want to pit you against your neighbor. That's not this country. That's not who we are. I'm telling you right now, these people are a cancer on society. Yeah, there's a lot of fake news. Most of it is fake news. And they're getting called out on it. And they can't stand it. They hate it. Because more and more people are finally starting to see that the emperor has no clothes. More and more people suddenly see. You take a look at the approval of the media. What people think of the media. It's in the toilet. He has any respect for these people. I still, to this day, I don't get it. I had an offer. Hey, all my listeners all across the country. Listen, if you come into New York City as a tourist and you're coming to the city, don't go to Rockefeller Center and sit out front of the Today Show. Please call me. Shoot me an email. I'll give you a really good itinerary of great stuff to see and do in the city. It's just stuff I don't understand. Why would you do that? You're just encouraging them. So what to learn? One of the best things that we could have learned, and we're going to get into the details of the State of the Union, is just how far and away the media is from the heartbeat of this country. Look no further than their coverage. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Yes, we're going to get into the State of the Union. And you know what? I got a funny clip. I'm going to play for you, too. Making fun of me, actually from The Simpsons. Good stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ed Rollins. President Trump has demanded an end to chain migration and the visa lottery, along with securing our borders by building the wall. But many in Washington refuse to support President Trump's immigration policies, including the wall. Tell Congress it is time to fully support President Trump's immigration policies and fully fund the wall. Congress was given a mandate by the American people, and we need to send a message that we are going to support President Trump all the way through 2020, and we demand they do the same. Join me in demanding Congress support President Trump's immigration policies and fund the wall. Call now.
President Trump is demanding an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery, and the building of a wall to secure our southern border. Please pick up the phone now and call 800-334-0730. If you support President Trump's immigration policies, 800-334-0730. Call 800-334-0730.
Paid for by Great America PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GreatAmericaPAC.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Damn straight, it's The Watchdog on Wall Street show. And yes, I have your host, Chris Markowski's 18 years. 18 years we've been doing this program. We take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. And one of the things we pride ourselves on is that we are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. We don't sign up. We don't put on donkey hats. We don't put on elephant hats. We speak truth to power. I want to play everybody. you got to listen carefully. This is from one of the, in my opinion, one of the all-time great television shows, The Simpsons. In this clip, The Simpsons, and actually, if you think about it right now, this is, it's happening. It's happening right now with the flu here in this country. How many stories are we hearing about the flu and how bad the flu is and how it's terrible and it's going to kill everybody, it's going to wipe us all out? Explain, okay, yeah, this flu season is bad. It's as bad as it's been, I think they said, since 2013, if I'm not mistaken. But again, let's put this into perspective, which they don't want to do. They'd rather scare the crap out of you. Hey, this stuff works great on my wife. His stuff works great on my wife. I had to take my son to the doctor. Make sure you're wearing a mask when you go in there. Make sure. I'm like, I'm not going to wear a mask when I go in there, honey. Sorry. Anyway, I give you The Simpsons.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Tiredness at night. Mild thirst. I'm sorry. Every single time I hear that clip, it cracks me up. It does, because... it's true. Summer of the shark, you name it. It's what the media does. Anyway, I want to explain this because this, again, we could tie this in. And again, I'm going to get into the nuances of the State of the Union. I promise we're going to do that stuff. But there was a really great editorial piece, op-ed piece this past week in the Wall Street Journal by Scott Adams. Scott Adams is the creator of the comic strip Dilbert, and his piece was The Mystery of Trump's Lousy Polls. If he's so persuasive, why is his approval so low? Well, Michael Jordan missed a lot of baskets. And he gets into, in essence, what the media is putting up against Donald Trump on a regular basis, in the same way that defense has worked really, really hard to stop Michael Jordan. But he also talks about, you know, what the media does to get into people's heads and how they spread disinformation. And it's something that we have talked about here on the program. And this works with all the stupid business programs out there that get people doing the wrong thing. It also works if people start trying to pick stocks on their own. It's something called confirmation bias. Again, I know my longtime listeners have heard me talk about this. You look at the gentleman that recently won the Nobel Prize in Economics, Richard Thaler. He is a behavioral scientist to some degree and studies the way that people think. Let me give you an example of this. You know, I'm going to do an example of this out of my own house. My wife is Greek Orthodox and I'm Catholic. And my wife really, really, really believes in miracles, which is fine because I believe in miracles too, but I'm a little bit more skeptical. And my wife, whenever she hears this amazing story or something happened or somebody gets sick and they get better, she always, it's a miracle. And I'm, well, honey, yeah, maybe this, the doctor did a really good job. No, it's a miracle, according to her. She has, confirmation bias. She sees things that happen that are amazing, whatever it may be. Automatically, it is a miracle. Now, Adams, he makes the point of this. He does a little cartoon in the op-ed, as if someone believes that there is a ghost in their house. So they see things happen in their house, like, oh, I can't find that book. My iPhone Why is my iPhone slowing down? Where are my keys? Oh, no. All of a sudden, your coffee is cold. And all of a sudden, you take a look at these things, and it, you know, it says to yourself, all of this information confirms that there is a ghost in your house because these things have happened. Well, we can use Trump as a racist as an example, right? Right? They point to what? The stories. The media does this on purpose. They put out a series of stories and quotes that seem to support that position. Now, your common sense tells you that even if some of the claims are exaggerated or taken out of context, there are so many of them that they all can't be wrong. And you could go to Trump's birtherism comments, maybe back, way back when with Barack Obama and his birth certificate. You know, meanwhile, he did the same thing with Ted Cruz. The same thing. Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz's birth certificates. Charlottesville, again, that completely taken out of context and messed with, which is, again, it's absurd. Yeah, he's siding with Nazis. Didn't he just recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital? Isn't his daughter and his grandchildren, aren't they Jewish? Yeah. And go on and on. Same thing, poop hole countries, you name it. So automatically, Donald Trump is a racist because of these things. This thing is how the media manipulates you. And again, they do the same thing with business stories and your portfolio and get you to do things with your money that you shouldn't do. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We have been working to get our military the resources it needs to keep the peace. This budget agreement delivers on that commitment.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan reacting to a two-year budget deal reached yesterday in the Senate, one that Congress will vote on today. That deal including increases in military spending as well as domestic spending for infrastructure. This deal is one that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is not on board with.
We have our beliefs and we're willing to fight for them, and we're willing to fight for them on the floor of the House.
Pelosi speaking on the House floor for 8 hours yesterday, asking Ryan for action on immigration. The president at the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. this morning, focusing on God and country.
As long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, then America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the light unto all nations.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. So confirmation bias. It's where people have a certain feeling about something or a belief in something, and they go out and they search for things, look for things to back up the way that they feel. And if you really want to put that into perspective, what they're doing is the antithesis of the scientific method. If you have an idea or you have a theory, you should be trying to disprove that theory. And if you can't disprove that theory, then the theory must be true. But that's not how the news works. That's not how it even works with the business news. It's not how it works. Again, this past week had some volatile days in the market, right? How long did it take for the stock photography of the traders that were scared, holding their heads? How long did it take before you started seeing photographs of grizzly bears everywhere? Grizzly bears. Bears are in control. Bears. You know what a bear market actually is? Do you have any idea what it is? But it will reinforce people's opinion of what's going to happen next. You see, I don't know what's going to happen next. Want to know why we're successful? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't. So we prepare for things that are unforeseen. I think that things are going pretty well? Damn straight. And we will talk about that a little bit later as well. But this is what they do. And again, this confirmation bias. I remember, talking with people who transferred accounts in from boiler room operators like Stratton Oakmont and others. Or even more recently, maybe about 10 years recent from that was Enron. How many people transferring their accounts in that had Enron and the stock was tanking? And I'm trying to explain to them that they need to get out. It's going to continue to go down. No. So-and-so says this. So-and-so says that. It's not. I think it's going to come back. It's not going to come back. And people will, they'll go out of their way to find opinions that will back their opinion. Don't do that. That's not going to help. And the media is well versed in this, and this is what they use to divide us, pit us into different camps, get us fighting with one another. And you see it. Social media most certainly puts this stuff on steroids. And they really put it on steroids. You ever see some of the comments? I'm sure you have. You look there, look on your Facebook account, and just the one-liners and the stupid stuff that people say. It wouldn't have mattered It wouldn't have mattered to those people. Are you one of those people? Don't be. It wouldn't have mattered to any of those people if Donald Trump came out and gave the formula for the cure to cancer. They would have found something wrong with it. And you know, the opposite is true, too. There are people out there that think Trump can do no wrong. Everything he does is spot on. Everything is right. And I say to myself, I said, why would you do that? I've been married now for 17 years. I've been married for 17 years. Do I agree with my wife on everything? No. Not even close. You understand the absurdity of that? They don't want you. Again, like I pointed out, where Mika Brzezinski let the cat out of the bag. We're here to tell you what to think. Stop being told what to think and think for yourself. Remove the static. Get out of all the nonsense. And listen, people, I know it's not easy. I know you have to spend more time to be informed. And you have to read a lot more and put a little bit more effort and work into it. But it's worth it. Hey, we're one place you can go to. One place you can go to. I don't charge for my podcast. We're on 18 hours a week, breaking down each and every one of the big stories that's out there. Anyway, I do. We do have to get into the State of the Union. Got to get into the economy as a whole. I'm going to tell you what I like. I'm going to tell you what I don't like moving forward. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Watching the Democratic decorum in the House chamber and then the rebuttal to the State of the Union address, coupled with the overtly predictable media review thereafter, I find myself, an American dreamer, trying to understand the appeal to their relentless negativity. It seems in their world everything is wrong. Lowest unemployment in the black community ever recorded and for all Americans in years. And they say anyone supporting such policies is a racist. I believe the opposite is true. Anyone working to perpetuate an ideology that has economically decimated minorities in America must be very confused at best. President Trump delivered a positive message for all Americans. A vision of unity, of sovereignty, of strength. The naysayers decided in advance to not listen or to be closed-minded. To place partisanship above what's best for our union of states is a slippery slope. President Washington warned us against party blindness, and he remains abundantly correct. Folks, it's just common sense. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to go through some of these headlines here. And again, if you are one of those anti-Trumpers out there, I want you to just try for a second to put that aside. Why don't you try for a second to pretend that Hillary Clinton won? Let's pretend that Hillary Clinton won. It's actually a good exercise. I thought of this. You know, why don't you try taking a look? Taking a look at stories and headlines and do it under the perspective that the candidate that lost actually won. So right now we're going to pretend, it's an exercise, I'm going to pretend that Hillary Clinton won, she's president right now, and these are the stories that were coming down the pike. Sales are up for companies, and so are wages. Sales and profits picked up for companies at the end of last year, and more say they're paying their workers higher wages and salaries in the latest signs that the U.S. economy continues to improve. Home ownership rate rose in 2017 for the first time since 2004. Home ownership rate rose in 2017 for the first time since 2004. And you want to know who's buying homes now? Millennials. Millennials are buying homes. I'm going to save that for later. I'm going to get into that a little bit deeper. That's bad news for a certain political front here in this country. Another random story. Pfizer plans a $5 billion boost in U.S. manufacturing from tax law changes. Another $5 billion. There's not a day that goes by where we don't hear of another business, another company, if not investing hundreds of millions of dollars, investing billions of dollars in this country. Pfizer also in the same announcement announced bonuses, wage increases, and a stock buyback. All of it, and putting more money into their pensions for their workers. Private payrolls jumped by 234,000, which blew past expectations, destroyed expectations. Private payrolls. And how about this one? Trump's first year saw Americans' compensation rise at fastest pace since 2008. Americans' compensation went up at the fastest pace since 2008. And that's 2017. What do you think is going to happen in 2018 with all of this money being invested? Now, again, for all of you people, you anti-Trumpers out there, again, this is an exercise. I want you to pretend that Hillary Clinton won and all of these stories came down the pike. If that was the case, you'd be spiking the football. You see, look at her policies. Look at how great they are. Look at how awesome everything is. And you'd be right. You'd be right. You cannot deny these stories. You cannot deny these facts. We're at the point in time, people, where there is no question. There is no question. It's a fact. The policies that Trump has put forward are working when it comes to the economy. Getting rid of regulations, tax reform, They're working. Can we just end the debate now and stop with the nonsense? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Now I tried to play it on off and act like I'm having a ball.
But what do I see? A perm with feet standing about 3 feet. Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad sometimes to watch and watch how people react and how they put themselves into various different camps. Put stakes in there, and then that's it. They're not going to think. They're not going to use reason. They're not interested in it. You can watch the State of the Union address. Watch the State of the Union address. You could see. It was interesting. You watch Donald Trump. He's talking about great news. He's mentioning that black unemployment at an all-time low. Latino unemployment at an all-time low. Now, I, for one, I don't like dividing people into little camps. I don't think there should be a congressional black caucus. I don't think there should be a congressional Latino caucus, just as much as there shouldn't be a congressional Polish caucus or a congressional Italian caucus. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. And then you looked at the all the congressional black caucus members are all sitting together, and they're wearing their, I don't know, they're some sort of African garb that they had on. I guess it was in solidarity with their being upset with Donald Trump's supposed comments in regards to poop hole countries. They looked like that they were trying out to be extras in the sequel to Coming to America, if you ask me. They sat on their hands. Big frowns on their faces, looking miserable. They went back to that area. It's people on their phones during the State of the Union in the United States. Now, mark my words, you ticked a lot of people off if you did that. If you're tweeting away, you're on your phone during the State of the Union. Most Americans get aggravated by phones in the way that kids are on them too much and people walking around constantly texting all the time. Imagine being a school teacher in Wisconsin that has to deal with cell phones in a classroom and her kids, and then they see you're setting a great example for the rest of the country, by the way, that somehow it's okay. It's a sign of complete and utter disrespect. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I think most people recognize that. You made fools out of yourselves, is what you did. As much as I disagreed with Barack Obama's policies, I'm sitting in a State of the Union, I'm not going to act like a jerk. And as much as I completely and utterly vehemently disagreed with Barack Obama's policies, did Barack Obama say some things at the State of the Union that were positive? Yes, he did. Now, there is no denying. Hey, story here on the Hill. Democrats panic over avalanche of good economic news. Think about that. They are upset and they are panicking over great economic news. Yeah, I would have been thrilled if the economy was growing like gangbusters when Barack Obama was president, but I knew it wouldn't. In the same way that I know that I could never make 2 + 2 = 20. His policies were not going to work. I knew that they weren't going to work. And you go back to right after Barack Obama's elected, 2009, Rush Limbaugh puts out an op-ed saying, I hope he fails. Hope he fails. I watched an interview with Rush, he's on CNBC, and they are ripping into him. How could you do this? How could you feel it? How could you hope that he fails? We're supposed to support the president of the United States. How can I support policies that I don't agree with, that I know are going to do harm? I can't. I couldn't either. And you know, I knew that his policies were going to be an absolute disaster before he even got elected. I knew he didn't know what he was doing. The whole country should have known that he didn't know what he was doing, but all anybody seemed to care about was that he was buddies with Jay-Z. Never forget. I wrote a column about this. This was like a jaw-dropping event for me. Barack Obama in a debate with Hillary Clinton, and they're talking about capital gains taxes and raising the capital gains rate. And Hillary Clinton is wiping the floor with Barack Obama. And Charlie Gibson points out that when they lowered capital gains taxes, the revenue to the Treasury went up. And what does Barack Obama say? He says, well, I want to raise taxes due to fairness. And I'm saying to myself, you know, this guy should be running for president of Venezuela or Cuba or maybe some sub-Saharan African country, but this guy is not American. And I admit, I was hoping and praying that Hillary Clinton was going to pull a fast one at the Democratic National Convention and use the superdelegates and try to snag the nomination. I was there. I was broadcasting from there. I was hoping that she was going to do it. You cannot deny that things are working. Shouldn't we come together? It's a great example of how all of these politicians are thinking of themselves and their future and their party. These people worship their party over the country. They do.
They're coming out and they're saying that these raises are bad. They're not good. It's no big deal. They're making utter fools out of themselves while doing it. Story after story, great news after great news. And again, yes, it is due to the fact that Donald Trump has eliminated so many godforsaken regulations. He's gotten rid of that stuff. He's made it easier for people to do business. He's made our country more competitive on the global landscape. That is a fact. This is not opinion. Companies are coming here. Things are being, plants are being built. Money is being invested. Why? Again, play the exercise that I had. Pretend all of this stuff was happening and Barack Obama was president. Would you be thrilled? Well, that would make you a partisan hack. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're just getting warm here, people. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.